Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Are you planning on doing a little traveling during the holiday season or past the holiday season? Rick Seney, our guest today, CEO of FairCompare.com, here to answer your questions. And if you've got that upcoming trip, maybe it's planned or maybe you need some advice for planning it, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can go to my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, and you can post a question or a comment there. Rick Seney, thank you for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, good afternoon, Larry.
We have we took a look at your at FairCompare.com, and you recently posted an article that's available on FairCompare.com. It's Thanksgiving Travel Guide, 5 Best Tips to Find Cheap Flights. And what are those tips?
Well, there's several of them, and there's more than 5.
Yeah, there's more than 5. Give us a view.
Well, the first thing you can't do is you absolutely cannot procrastinate. Right now, especially for Thanksgiving, airlines have 14-day advance purchase airfare on their cheapest airfare right now. So even if you're shopping for Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving, today is your last day to shop for Tuesday, so don't procrastinate. Really, the holidays is about getting a better bad deal, so the deals are about to get worse here shortly. The second thing is you need to avoid the most busy and most expensive days. Airlines tell us exactly what these are, and so do historical passenger counts. So Wednesday before Thanksgiving, for example, the Sunday and Monday after Thanksgiving are not only the busiest, but they're also the most expensive, and also the Monday after both Christmas and New Year's, which fall on a Sunday this year.
So there you have it. Couple of things to avoid and to watch out for, and you really, as you say, Rick, you need to get busy right now if you're planning.
Yeah, no, you know, you have some serious headwinds. Jet fuel prices have been stubbornly high. We just saw oil prices go up into the mid-90s yesterday. You've got a lot fewer airline seats. The good news is that the Air Transport Association said that there's going to be about 2% fewer passengers they're forecasting, which is a little under 500,000 fewer passengers in the United States. The bad news is that they've cut more than that in flight. So it's sort of like saying traffic morning rush hour is a little bit lighter, but the right lanes close. So.
There we go. Julie in Eau Claire has a question for you, so let's go to her. Hi, Julie.
Hi. My son's trying to plan a trip. He's a UW student. He's trying to plan a trip at a multi-destination. He's going for 2 weeks to New Delhi, but he wanted to go somewhere else first. He's going for an exchange school program for 2 weeks, and that starts on the 2nd and ends on the 17th. But he wanted to go to Tokyo first because he wants to see a friend. So we're having trouble with the multi-destination thing, and we didn't know if we had to just do one-way tickets or is there open jar. How can we work it? He wants to leave. He can leave any time after, like, 12/26 or...
So after December 26th?
No, he can leave the 26th. He actually can leave sometime later on the 25th if need be, but he could leave the 26th or the 27th. But then to go to Japan from Minneapolis, and then from Japan he'd have to leave on January 2nd to get to New Delhi, India. And then again he'd be going from New Delhi back to Minneapolis, which would be on January 17th.
Okay, so he's only going to be there for a couple weeks then.
Correct.
Right. So in this particular case, if he was staying at a longer time, I might recommend what's called a round-the-world ticket. Basically, it lets you traverse the entire globe, which it looks like he's going to do on his from Japan via New Delhi. Those tickets typically cost about $3,000 to $3,500 for a coach ticket. But in this particular case, I definitely would just plan. Because it's the winter time, the good news is ticket prices are a little bit cheaper than in other parts of the year. What you're looking for on websites, and you should check multiple websites because pricing engines are a little bit different for all these different websites. You want to look for what's called the multi-city option. A lot of times it's sort of hidden in the text at the top of the website. We have it on our website as well. You can go in and check there. And then basically what you're going to be doing is paying what's called half round trips between each one of those legs. So, you know, Minneapolis to, Tokyo, for example, then Tokyo on to Delhi, and then Delhi back to Minneapolis. Okay. In that particular case, you'll be able to price it out. You should be shooting for a price on that particular route around $2,000 to $2,300. You should be able to find a price in that range. Unfortunately, Asia doesn't typically discount much, so those airfares to Asia are a little more expensive than they would be, for example, if you went the other way around going through Europe. It might be $400 or $500 cheaper.
Mm, there you go.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling, Julie. Appreciate it. Rita in Middleton, it is your turn. Hi, Rita.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Rick. Rick, I'm hoping you can relieve my migraine headache that I'm getting from looking at all these sites. I am part of a medical mission that's traveling to Managua, Nicaragua.
Sure.
We are leaving on February 25th, returning on March 3rd, which is Saturday to Saturday. I got a price of $512 round trip on Expedia.com. And now we have a person that is, I got this a week ago Sunday. We have another person that's joining us. And I cannot find anything under, it's coming up 8:57 for the specific flights that we want.
Sure.
I'm getting the 5:12, but the return to Chicago trip are all afternoon flights. There's nothing in the morning, which is when we are leaving. And we all want to travel together, so... Am I out of luck at this point, or should I keep on searching?
Yeah, you're not out of luck. And, well, first of all, that's $512 to Managua is a great price.
Yeah, that is really good.
Yeah,
congratulations on getting that. What I would do is I would come to our site and go ahead and sign up for the alerts from your airport to Managua. We'll send you some alerts whenever that price drops. You still have some time because you have a couple months before travel. At that $800 amount, I wouldn't expect prices to go up much more. So they're more likely to come down over the next 2 or 3 weeks. So I wouldn't pull the trigger just because I was frustrated. You know, one of the problems is that you want them on the same flight. So what I would do is on that flight, I would go into the seating chart, log into your airline and see how many seats they say are available there.
I did that.
And that'll tell you kind of if it's looking pretty iffy, it'll tell you really when you need to pull the trigger. But my guess is that the prices won't get much more than that 850 amount that 800 amount. It's okay. More likely to come back down towards 700 or so.
Okay. And Rick, I did sign up to your site, and I'm getting the response that, you know, the prices have come down to 400. Can I sign up for specific flights to be watched?
We don't have specific flights. It's a feature we're going to be adding a little bit later. But
okay.
if you'll do this, send a quick note to customer.service@faircompare.com. I'll personally take a look at it and see if I can help you out.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Rita.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Catherine in Random Lake, we are turning to you. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, Rick. I've been waiting for you to be on this program.
I love being on, actually.
I want to visit my daughter who is in Manila in the Philippines. And I was thinking about going in late winter, like February or early March. And I'd like to know a couple of things, like when is the best time to buy tickets there? And I've been on looking for tickets, and all of them seem to go through either Japan or Korea. And I'd like to hit Hawaii either on the way there or on the way back. And considering jet lag, which direction would be best to hit Hawaii?
Sure. I would always hit Hawaii first on the way out because you'll be – unless you just want to hang out on the beach and read some books and relax, then the way back's the better. If you're out – if you want to actually do some shopping and you do some more touristy things, I definitely would do it on the way out. Most people don't realize this, that Manila actually is a very popular location for Continental Airlines, which is now part of United System as part of their merger. It's actually considered to be one of their hubs.
Oh.
So Continental Airlines or United today would be my first choice to look there because they have the most flights and the most active flight schedule.
Okay.
So you're more likely to get some nonstops and maybe even a nonstop out of Hawaii. I'm not looking at a computer right now, so I can't tell you exactly. But you're more likely to have really good not only good pricing there because there's a lot more traffic there, but also, you know, being able to probably get yourself a good flight into Hawaii and possibly getting there. You may still have to stop over depending on what days you want to go.
Okay. And is Tuesday the best day to fly out? Isn't that what you've said?
Well, typically a little bit different for Asia. So basically on Asian trips, they have what's called midweek versus weekend pricing. So typically, and it depends on the airline, in the case of United and some of the U.S. airlines, if you leave on a Monday through Thursday, it's typically about $60 round trip cheaper, or $60 to $80 round trip cheaper than if you leave Friday through Sunday. It's sort of opposite of domestic flights. So you definitely, if you're flying, you want to fly on what's called midweek pricing.
Okay.
And in that particular case, there's not a lot of seasonality. It's always pretty nice there.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna get winter rates to Manila. So.
Okay.
So the bottom line is those ticket prices, depending on when you buy and when you want to go, you should be looking around the $1,300 to $1,500 range.
$1,300 to $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes Hawaii. That's
yeah, you can do Hawaii. A stopover, right? International stopover. Some airlines actually let you stay and have one extra stopover. That's something you should look at. So if it depends on how long you're going to stay there, but anything over 24 hours, staying there is considered a stopover. If you actually stop for less than 24 hours, it's considered a connection.
All right.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Sure. Yep.
Thanks for calling, Catherine. Claire, we are turning to you next in Menominee Falls. Hi, Claire.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, my husband and I are planning a trip from Chicago through Europe to Bangalore, India in January or March. And we've looked at the tickets pricing for economy class, Lufthansa, British Air, American. And I was wondering what your thoughts are about some of the other lesser-known airlines, Turkish Air. It doesn't matter where in Europe we go, but we need to break the journey for at least one day so I can try and get my back in order. What are your thoughts about other airlines that may not be as expensive or that well-known?
Yeah, well, Turkish Airlines is one of the best airlines. In fact, it has one of the youngest fleets, so definitely that's a good option.
Yeah.
So I would say that for the most part, if it's flying from the United States, there are some airlines you probably wouldn't realize, like Emirates, Qatar, Etihad. Those would all be some options depending on where you're flying out of. Typically, you know, on that kind of flight and those longer flights, some of them have cabins like premium economy where you get a little bit extra legroom and maybe the seat's a little bit wider, so you might check into that. Usually that's about an additional $300 to $400 each way. But definitely I would say that there's hardly any airline that I haven't flown, nor would I not fly out of the United States on that route.
Okay, thank you very much for
sure.
Yep, thank you very much for calling, Claire. Appreciate your call. And Harleen in Madison, on to you now. Hi.
Hi. Well, I have a kind of a pleasant problem, I would say. 4 years ago when my oldest grandson started high school, I said, if you keep up your Mandarin, your graduation gift will be a trip to China. And he's had 3 years in high school, and as a senior, he's over at the university in Duluth taking a fourth year of it. And so I have to plan a trip to China for next June. And
that's good. That's good. He's young. He can fly coach.
Well, I usually fly coach too because I like to save my miles for more trips.
Absolutely.
And so I have, you know, points for him, but I want to buy a ticket and get the miles towards my qualifying miles.
Sure.
But I've got to coordinate. You know, you really should have gotten a free ticket maybe by now, but you have to wait until later to buy, you know, and maybe get the best price on your purchase ticket. So how do I balance these out?
Sure. What time of year were you going?
Well, he graduates about June 11th, I believe, so we'd be looking at mid-June.
Right. So first of all, I wouldn't be shopping right now. I'd wait till early next year. Typically, they start to release the cheapest seats for Asian travel about 5 months before departure, so you're looking at sort of that January time frame.
Okay.
To start shopping. It gives you a long window to get some particular deals. I'm assuming you want to be on the same flight, right?
Well, that would be nice.
So what airline do you have points with? I'm assuming it's Delta?
I've got Delta. Well, of course, Continental and United are going to be joining. I haven't switched my miles over yet. If I took some hotel points and switched them over, I might be able to get enough miles on that. American, I've only got maybe 60 or so, so I really don't have enough for that yet.
Sure, okay. So basically, here's a couple things. That ticket price around that time frame, in the summer time frame, especially if you go in June, July's a little more expensive, should be around, it depends on where you're going, if you're going to Beijing or Shanghai or both.
I hope to have an open jaw go into either Hong Kong or Shanghai, hit Xi'an, and go up to...
Sure.
Beijing. And then,
so you're looking at about $1,400 range that time of year, approximately, in coach. Some of the airlines have premium economy, which is an additional $200 or $300 each way.
Right.
So that's another potential option. I particularly like to take that particular option because I'm 6'2". So
yeah.
But yeah. Definitely I would be shopping in late January time frame.
Okay.
Set up an alert on our website. It'll definitely help you out. Set up the alert between Shanghai, Hong Kong. You can set them up also to Beijing. So set up all three, because when airfare goes down to any one of those three, the entire trip starts to go down as well.
Right. Okay.
And so in that particular case, if you want to be on the same flight, you might want to, keep an eye out on that particular flight. People that have an exec flight they want to go on, it's a good idea to keep an eye on the seating chart for that on the airline's website, especially if you're a frequent flyer and you have access to that. So I would keep an eye, see if it's filling up too much, and definitely buy your ticket no later than March.
Okay.
And one other quick question. I've always wanted to do the island hopper from Honolulu to Guam or Saipan or Yap. Have you had any experience with that?
I have not, but I have several people that have, and you're still – a hop is a pretty generic term, because that's a pretty long hop.
That's a big hop.
It's more like a jump, but definitely there's a handful of airlines that do that. Actually, Hawaiian Airlines is actually doing some of that as well. They've added some new flights into that particular area, so I would definitely check Hawaiian as well as you look for that trip.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Rick Seedy, CEO of FareCompare.com, our guest as we talk air travel with him. I'm Larry Mueller, Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Rick Seedy, CEO of FareCompare.com. Rick, we have an email from Josh, who is looking for a price to Nashville, leaving and returning from either Milwaukee or Chicago, and on December 29th, a morning flight on the 29th of December, returning late on January 1st or very early on January 2nd. Should he start looking?
Right now, absolutely. You need to be shopping right now. I wouldn't buy that ticket any later than a couple weeks from now. I would do it as soon as possible. I would actually, one of the cheapest days to fly is the day of New Year's, right? So the difference between that, which is a Sunday this year, and the Monday after, is typically about $50 to $100 round trip if you leave on and get back that Sunday, which is a lot for a domestic flight.
Right. All right.
So I would definitely shop right now, buy within as soon as you possibly can, and avoid that Monday after, which is going to be the most expensive.
And then an email from Simon in Wisconsin Rapids. It seems a lot of airlines code share with other companies. For example, British Airways have American Airlines and Iberia passengers on the same flight, and Delta doubles up with KLM. I find the planes are really full and the cabin crew are stressed. Any ideas to find flights that are not packed and less stressful?
Well, it's very hard to find a flight nowadays where you have an empty middle seat. It's just part of the airline economy now where they've trimmed back seats. Now, international is a little bit different. Certainly, if you leave on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you're likely to have your flight a lot less full. People like to leave on the weekends, and typically they charge a premium for that. In these cases of code share flights, we see a lot of these mergers and sort of what I like to call virtual mergers, like American with JAL for Japan Airlines and Iberia and British Airways. You also have Delta, with their KLM partnership. United has a partnership with Lufthansa, for example. So, ultimately, on these code share flights, you can actually find some deals sometimes, because sometimes they have the pricing different on the original code share airline. So you could always check each individual website.
Hmm.
But the bottom line is that if you want to have some empty seats, you're going to have to leave on those days like Tuesday and Wednesday when nobody really likes to fly.
Facebook question from Chris in Eau Claire. Is there a round the USA option through any airlines? I've got some medical school interviews coming up and would like to cut costs.
I wish there was, actually. We do have around the world. We also have around the Pacific Rim, but there's not really a U.S. domestic one. Now, there are some ways you can do that if you're doing a lot of traveling, but it sounds like they're probably only going to go to three or four cities. The good news is that typically low-cost airlines have one-way route systems, so the prices for one-ways are pretty cheap, and the legacy airlines on those routes. So as long as you're, you know, going to major metro cities, you should be able to hop around on one-ways and get a decent price.
Facebook question from Cheryl. We would like to take a trip to Savannah, Georgia, the week after Christmas. What would be the most economical airfare for four adults and two children? We'll need to rent a car and hotel. Is a package deal the best way to go? We'd prefer to fly out of Wisconsin Central Airport in Wausau, but could also do Minneapolis.
Right. So here's a couple things. Typically what happens is there's a upcharge for flying out of your regional airport, anywhere from $40 to $70 each way. So for a family of four just flying, you have to make that trade-off between is it cheaper to drive for $300 or $400 to the bigger airport in Minneapolis and the hassle of doing that. And also you should check the parking at Minneapolis. Sometimes it's a lot more expensive to park at a major airport than it is at a regional airport. So you need to do those trade-offs and also look at, you know, what's going to cost to drive as well with gasoline costs. Typically what you want to do around that time frame is as long as you stay away from that Monday or the Saturday before the two holidays, you're pretty safe on getting a decent deal. There's not going to be any great deals. If you come back after the Tuesday after New Year's or even further like the Wednesday or Thursday after, the price typically drops anywhere from $50 to $80 each way. So if you can come back a little bit later, even if you have to go on one of those peak days, you'll definitely save at least half of your trip.
All right. On to Tom in Hill Point. Hi. Thank you for calling, Tom.
Yeah. I heard recently from a CBS travel analyst that Argentina was a particularly good deal based on low peso value, and I wondered if Rick had any comments on that as it's a desirable destination.
Yeah, it's definitely a desirable destination as far as the dollar conversion is concerned. Unfortunately, you know, ticket prices to that part of the world are in the sort of $1,200 to $1,400 range right now. So it's more like a summertime flight to Europe and to Asia. So ticket prices are pretty expensive. Now, the good news is some of the airlines in the U.S. are actually increasing their capacity. So we should see prices being driven down, I think, early next year. What time frame were you leaving?
I'm recently retired, and I can go whenever I want to.
Absolutely perfect. The more flexible you are, it's almost impossible not to get a good deal. So if you'll sign up for alerts on our site, it'll tell you when the price starts to drop. You should be able to get under $1,000 as long as you're flexible. Certainly, you know, the temperature and time frame, you want to monitor that. When's the rainy season? When's the warmer season? And definitely fly on when you have a little bit better weather.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And Joe in Bruce, we are on to you. Hi, Joe.
Hi, good morning. I'm looking at a flight to Eleuther in the Bahamas, February 18th to March 3rd. I've been watching the flights for a month. Started at $650, now they're up to $850 for a convenient flight. A lot of them are very inconvenient, you know, 25-hour layovers, two or three different airports, so wondering, do I buy it now at $850, or do you think I should wait?
No, I would definitely wait. I mean, typically what happens on Caribbean prices is you should be able to get in that $600 range. Unfortunately, a lot of the flights into the Caribbean are, depending on what airline you're on, actually go from the southeast, either from Atlanta or Miami. Used to, Puerto Rico was a good spot to jump off, but Americans pulled out of Puerto Rico for the most part in San Juan. So you're going to be flying from that area. The problem is when you live in the northeast, especially, I mean, or the mid-north, it's hard to get down to those locations in time to make it for those flights that typically leave around lunchtime. So that's why you're seeing these 24, 25-hour connection windows, right? So what I like to do for people that especially live like, you know, towards in Minnesota and closer to Wyoming and Washington State is to actually spend the night in a place like Charlotte that has a lot of flights in, or a place like Miami, you know, hit the beach one day in Miami and then fly in where the prices are much cheaper. Otherwise, you're going to end up with over a 24-hour trip, and that's just not – it makes the trip really bad.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks. I'll book a little later, maybe January then.
Yeah, no, definitely. You should find it easily in that 600 range. Sign up for alerts on our site. $850 is one of the highest price points you'll pay, even at Christmas time into the Caribbean.
There you go. Thank you very much, Joe. Mary in Shell Lake, on to you.
Yeah, good morning. My son and I would like to go to Tokyo to visit his sister, who is interning in Tokyo right now. And her window of availability is very small, which means she has the week of January 1st off. So we're looking at going over the holidays, which concerns me a little bit because I know traffic is, you know, very busy over the holidays. But what kind of advice would you have for us? We would probably need to leave the 30th or the 31st of December, and our return time is a little flexible, 10, 11, 12, 13, somewhere in there.
Right.
Any advice?
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, Larry, I think all of our listeners should buy stock. Everybody's flying to Asia.
Yeah, man, I'm amazed.
Well, that's good. I think that's great. People are flying, getting out of the country. On December 31st or January 1st, January 1st is going to be your best bet to get out of town because nobody likes to fly on either one of those days. So you're going to probably get a decent price,
first of all.
Yeah, so I wouldn't worry so much about the holidays. I'd be much more worried if you were leaving the 2 or 3 days before Christmas.
Okay.
Because typically the prices are about $500 more round trip for those 2 or 3 days before because people like to spend their Christmas time at a location. So I think you're pretty safe there. Mm-hmm. You're looking at out of a major metro.
Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis. Yes. You're looking in sort of that $1,000 to $1,200 range right now. Historically, that price 3 or 4 years ago would have been $700 or $800, mm-hmm. but the fuel surcharge right now to Asia is averaging about $380, and the taxes are about $120. So the airfare really is about $250 to $300 each way. It's not a great deal, but at least it's a decent deal. And if you leave the 2 or 3 days before Christmas, it's closer to $2,000.
Okay. Oh. And how do I find that? Because I have been online looking. If I go to, say, Delta, which is the big carrier out of Minneapolis, I'm finding flights more in the $2,000 range. So where do I need to look?
Yeah, definitely. I would come check on our site, put in your particular location. That range should be right now when you're shopping right now. You have about 1 or 2 more weeks to buy that ticket.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I definitely would buy it before then. If you'll send me a note at customer.service@faircompare.com, I'll take a look. It's hard for me to do it over the radio, but I'll take a look for you real quick and give you some suggestions.
Okay. Could you just give me that email again?
Yes, customer.service@faircompare. And just put that you're with Larry's show.
Got it. Thank you so much for your help.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Mary, for calling. And Pat in Richland Center, we're on to you. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Larry and Rick. My son, who's a senior in high school, wants to go over to Germany next summer to visit an exchange student that was here.
Okay.
And so far they've found tickets that leave from Chicago and stop off in Dublin and go to Dusseldorf for about $1,200 for the round trip. Is there anything cheaper? High school kids.
Well, for summertime, especially to Germany, with current oil prices the way they are, $1,200 isn't a terrible price. Historically, that price would have been closer to $950 to $1,000. Mm. But, you know, it's a little bit early to buy for summer next year. They start to release some of their seats and some sale fares. You know, the real question for anybody flying to Europe next summer is oil going to be at $75 a barrel or $120 a barrel?
Yeah.
And the difference between that is probably several hundred dollars. So, you know, it depends on where the economy is. Typically, oil prices go with where the dollar is as well. So I wouldn't buy my ticket right now. I'd wait till January or so to buy that summertime ticket.
Okay.
But you should be able to get in summertime typically between $1,000 and $1,200. I think $1,200 is on the high side.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you, Pat, for calling. Appreciate it. Kathy in Madison emailed, wondered if you could give any tips for flying into Montserrat in January. She can be very flexible, like to be there for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I would definitely come on our site, do the flexible search from our homepage. You can actually check and see, put in, it'll look at, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 nights stay. If you're staying for a couple of weeks, put that in. I'm not looking at it right now, so it's hard for me to say what the price point, and I'm not real familiar with that route. Those particular routes tend to run about $400 or $500 more than other routes, because there's just not that much competition on the route.
Yeah, I've flown into Montserrat a few times, and it's kind of off the beaten path.
Yeah, typically you're going to be flying on a smaller aircraft to get there from another metro area.
Yeah. Terry in Baraboo, it is your turn. Hi, Terry.
Good morning, gentlemen. My wife and I would like to go to Britain, London, the third week in April. I'd like to know when we should start shopping, when we should buy. And then British Airways, do they still have tours that they have of England once you get there?
They do. They partner with a variety of companies. I'm glad you didn't say you're going to go for the Olympics, because ticket prices for the Olympics are crazy right now. So the good news is you're going in early April. Typically, the price point jumps in late March for travel to London. So if you were going a little bit earlier, you might be able to score, you know, sort of that $700 to $800 range. You're looking at sort of the $950 range for that early April trip. You can start shopping typically around for that April trip in early December. You really can buy your ticket up to sort of the end of January, and you should see some sales coming in for that. But you should be shooting in the sub $1,000 range.
Good. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. And Allison in Madison, on to you now. Hi, Allison.
Hi. We were interested in going to Florida, Fort Lauderdale area for spring break, so end of March, and then coming back like the 9th or so of April. And we can fly out of Milwaukee or Chicago. So we're wondering when would be the best time to shop for that, and if we should package it with hotels.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, one of the things that can, if you're looking at packages, airlines don't like to discount their tickets unless the price is sort of hidden inside of a package. So they're willing to discount with hotels. So it's always good to look for a package, especially on those high peak times like spring break, because airlines know exactly what cities have their spring break when and what school systems, and they're going to charge a premium accordingly.
Okay.
Typically, you want to start shopping. I like to start shopping for those trips and getting sort of a price point right around Christmas time.
Okay.
But typically you'll see that first sale occur the first week in January or the second week in January. So I would definitely wait a couple weeks before I bought my ticket and sort of try to lock in that ticket in the first 2 weeks in January.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Leanne in Madison, we're on to you now. Hi, Leanne.
Hello. I have a question about traveling to Italy in the spring. We are looking at flying into northern Italy, into Milan, and there are several airports there, and I was wondering if there's one that is better or more recommended than another.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple airports, but I would definitely go into, I think it's MXP, which is the main airport in Milan. The other ones typically are serviced by low-cost airlines.
Okay.
So if you wanted to do a really super cheap and like fly to Dublin or Amsterdam and take a low cost airline, you'd end up in one of those other airports. But most of the international flights, I think, end up in MXP.
Okay, and then the fare that I've been watching just dropped about $150, and I'm wondering that seems to be a good time to jump on it.
What's the current price?
Oh, I think it was $650.
To Italy during spring. If you find a ticket for between $650 and $800, I would jump on it like yesterday.
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I would pull the trigger, because the likelihood of you finding that ticket next year is at that price point is almost nil. You're typically that price point would be closer to $900.
Wonderful. Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Great.
Thanks very much for calling. Almost sounds like they made a mistake in their posting.
Yeah. Typically, what happens is right now the international fuel surcharge on average to Europe is $400. Taxes are about $130. So the base price before they even charge airfare is $530. That means that particular airfare would have to be under $50 each way, which is it happens in the wintertime sometimes, but hardly ever in the spring.
The email from Tom in Milwaukee: my daughter is going to Paris, France for a conference, and I may be able to join her. The conference is in March. When should I start looking for fares, Chicago to Paris?
Definitely, I would start looking in early December, Chicago to Paris. You have really till the end of January to buy that ticket. The good news is that you're right at the sort of seasonal break point. You know, the prices drop in late March. There's also a big jump in May. So as long as you're leaving before that big price jump in May, which is sort of late spring, summer pricing, you're going to get a decent deal. Again, really dependent on where oil prices are in the next few months. Airlines have no choice but to pass on some of these huge costs for jet fuel.
I got an email from Roxanne in Peshtigo, and she says, in September, I booked a flight from Green Bay to Portland, Oregon, departing December 22nd and returning on the 1st of January. I got a decent price, but already since the initial booking, they've changed the reservation twice. I'm getting in later at both ends, and each time they change it, I get a worse seat location. It's very aggravating. How many times are they going to do this?
Well, you're running into exactly what's happened. In the back half of this year, the U.S. airlines, many of them, especially the legacy airlines, have started to cut back seats in different flights. We saw them start to do this in the summertime, especially for fall and winter travel. And that's why we're seeing, you know, more, even though we have less passengers flying for the holidays, the seats are completely full. You really don't have much choice. As they change their flight schedules, they're supposed to reaccommodate you as best they can. This happens a lot of times when people have non-stops, for example, and they're moved on to a connecting flight and they're really upset about it, that they can't get their non-stop on their particular trip. Really, you don't have any choice. They will refund your ticket if you want to completely refund your ticket. But if you're buying right now for those dates and you got a decent price before, it's highly likely that you won't be able to get a better price.
Oh, man.
I know it's terrible. You basically have to some degree eat it. And that's just what happens with airlines when they start to cut back flights. They don't like to cut back flights because of this very problem, because they have to notify everybody of their schedule changes.
And, Rick, again, you've talked a few times on the program about signing up at faircompare.com. And maybe for those who aren't familiar with it, maybe you could tell us what's the value here.
Sure, yeah. We're one of the handful of companies in the world that gets the raw airfare data directly from the airlines, 450 airlines. Our systems process every route in the world for every departure day for the next 330 days, and we've stored that historically. We have close to a decade of history. So we know, one of the reasons I know what the price points are is because I have 10 years of history to back it, and we also look at things like macroeconomic factors like fuel and a variety of other things. So in real time, we know exactly what's about to happen on airlines, even before it hits the reservation system. So the real key right now, especially when there's so few cheap seats, is to get that information first, and we have a leg up in that.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Rick. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today, and we will look forward to your next visit.
Okay, great. Always fun to do.
Rick Seedy, CEO of faircompare.com. It's always fun to have him by. He really knows a lot, they don't have a connection, a financial connection with airlines or any airlines or booking agents. So that's good to know that as well. Well, coming up, what about sticking around here in Wisconsin? We've been talking about flying all over the place, especially to Asia, but there are lots of things to do right here in the state of Wisconsin. And Stephanie Klett joins us next to talk about that. She's Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.